grab your jacket, get your keys, find that record you please. It's Johnny G's Vinyl Treasure Show.
Go, Johnny G, go.
Find that rare one you never know at Johnny G's Vinyl Treasure Show.
Everybody, and welcome to Vinyl Treasures. I'm your host, Johnny G, John Galindo, coming to you live on this Saturday evening, this May 2nd already, 2026. I want to welcome you to the 50s edition of the Vinyl Treasures show on this. I like today. It was kind of chilly, but I like it cold like this. But anyway, I want to welcome you to the program tonight as we're recovering from Bill Olb did a fantastic show on Thursday afternoon. If you missed it, check it out on the archive. Lots of people checking out your show, Bill, and received so many great emails for your guest spot here. So Bill will be back later this month here on a Thursday afternoon, so stay tuned. But we're here tonight to spin your requests. I got a bunch of bonus records. Not a bunch, but I got some. I got a Collector's Corner Record of the Week. Of course, we're going to open. This is so, for this show here, so just so new listeners coming into the program here, I broke this Saturday show into two parts because I get so many requests. So what I decided to do was, and I play the records by year, so this show will go up to 1957, so those of you that have sent me requests, I mean, by the way, we're here on Oldies and More Radio also, we're live on the YouTube stream, but if you sent me requests, some of you know what records I'm playing, others might not want to be surprised, and you have to listen to both shows, either live or on the archive, but that's how it'll work, or you ask me which song I'm going to play for you. But anyway, that's how it's going to work. So we'll go through 1957. I got an opener, an up-tempo, and then I think we're opening up from 1950 tonight. So if you don't like that early style rhythm and blues, okay, vocal group stuff, then this is not the show for you. You come in tomorrow or come in later on this evening. We're here till midnight for the later 1950 sounds, okay? So that's how it goes. And if you do want to make a request on a future Vinyl Treasure show, email Johnny G at vinyltreasures@aol.com. That is for all correspondence. I think I answered everybody this week, maybe not. But we opened up, that was a cool instrumental that we opened up with. I played the flip side of this. Wait a minute, what did I do wrong? Did I play that side last time? Charlene, what did I play last time? I messed up. I was supposed to play Big Heavy. Is that what I was supposed to do, folks? I don't know if I was. But anyway, listen, you got to hear it twice there. February 1954, that's it's Cozy Eggleston and his combo on States with Cozy's Boogie. I messed that up, folks. Was supposed to be Big Heavy. Well, you're going to hear it next week. Anyway, so listen, let's just without further ado, get to the first record. I picked this to open up the show tonight. George Gollner's Rama record label. This is my favorite, well, one of my favorite groups, okay? And I'm talking about the Valentines. And I love all their tunes, both A and B sides. And this is the B side to their fifth release on the Rama label, a tune written by lead singer Richard Barrett. And, well, what's really cool about this record is the instrumentation as done by Jimmy Wright and the orchestra. And this is the flip side of 20 Minutes. The song is called I'll Never Let You Go. So here we up. We open up the vocal portion from June 56 on the Red Rama label. Here are the Valentines with I'll Never Let You Go with Richard Barrett. Sorry, folks, I messed that up.
I love you so,
so,
so, so, I'll never let you go.
I love you so,
I'll never let you go.
I love you so,
I love you pretty baby.
I love you so,
won't ever let you go.
I love you so,
I love you little girlie.
I love you so,
and I want you to know,
I love you so.
Oh, that's why. I love you so.
I'll never let you go.
I'll never let you go.
I love you, pretty baby.
I'll never let you go.
I'll never let you go.
I'll never let you go.
I want you, pretty mama.
I won't
ever let you go.
I'll never let you go.
Well, just hold me.
That's why I love you so,
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 so.
I'll never let you go.
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 I need you, pretty baby.
I'll never let you go.
And I want you to know.
I'll never let you go.
I love you, baby. I'll never let you go.
There you go, folks. I'm still, Charlene, I'm in the I'm in the Oldies and More chat room is where I am. But anyway, I'm still pissed that I did not play the right instrumental there. It's a bummer there. I thought I played Big Heavy last week, as I lose my mind. But anyway, I like that. I like the Valentines. I like Jimmy Wright and the orchestra, the honking. Let me see. I didn't put. Also didn't put live chat here. I got to go to live chat. There you go. So I can see Big Dave Swinger in the chat room. But there you go. That was their, their fifth release from June of 1956 on the Rama label. Richard Barrett and the Valentines, I'll Never Let You Go. The flip side, a great tune, also called 20 Minutes is the name of that one. So we count down the music chronologically here on the Saturday and Sunday shows. We're going to start it off here. This is actually a flip side request. Last week, what did we play? So last week I featured A Time Out for Tears. Now, that was for Ed Brown. Okay, we played that. Played Dinah Washington for Ed Brown last week. What a great record that was! I received lots of emails on that. So anyway, but let us flip it over for listener Dennis Fluharty. Asked Johnny G if I would flip over the 45, the side we heard, which was called Time Out for Tears, that was a Savannah Churchill tune that she did. Now, the flip side here that Dennis asked for is another cover tune, I think done back in earlier 1950, August 1950 for Columbia by Tony Arden. Okay, but let's give a listen to this rendition going out to listener Dennis Fluharty, November 1950, Miss Dinah Washington on the Mercury label, and her rendition of the tune Only a Moment Ago. Here you go, Dennis, for you, the great Dinah Washington.
Only a moment ago, you suddenly smiled and whispered hello with no introduction beforehand. I felt my hand melt into your hand. Only a moment ago, my bumpity heart was letting me know that this was no commonplace story, but romance in all of its glory. Meeting you was a happy accident. Might have gone by, and I'd never know. It's hard to believe I was lonely. Only a moment ago. Gone by, and I'd never know. It's hard to believe I was lonely. Only a moment ago.
There you go. Listen, we love to feature Dinah Washington here on the Vinyl Treasure Show. Who plays that song? Nobody plays that song except Johnny G. There you go. That one there going out to Dennis Flew Hardy. That's the sound of Miss Dinah Washington, November 1950 on the Mercury record banner. Only a moment ago. That's real early 45 also. I think, yeah, it's a 1950 release there. Let us continue here. I added a couple of bonus 45s here. This is one of them. I've never played this record on the program before. Okay. This is on Fred Mendelson's Regal record label. And it's from, I think it was recorded in December of 1950. Regal put it out in January of 51. Okay. And this is Savannah Churchill, and she's being backed up by the Striders on this. This comes on a 70. Well, this is on a 78. This is a styrene 45. This side plays nice. The flip side of this, which is great too, doesn't play as nice, but that's what you get with styrene 45s. But this is a styrene 45 from January 1951. The Striders are backing her up on this. Prior to this, the Striders backed her up on releases on Arco and also on RCA. But this is her first on the Regal label. Her group was Ernest Griffin, Charles Eugene, James, and James Strider. So a bonus track, Tell Me If You Like It, from January 51, Savannah Churchill and the Striders. It's called When You Come Back to Me, is the name of the tune. Here you go, a bonus track on the Regal label.
Someday we'll meet again. Life will be sweet again. My heart will beat again. When you come back to me, skies will look bright again, things will seem right again, I'll sleep at night again, when you come back to me. How lonesome I have been, how much I've cried, you'll never know. But loneliness and tears have only made me love you more. I'll kiss and live again, my love I'll give again to you, alone again, when you come back to me.
How lonesome she has been, how much she cried, you'll never know.
But loneliness and tears have only made me love you more.
But when she comes back to me,
okay, folks, there you go. What did you think about that bonus track there? You like more of that type of bonus track or not? Anyway, there you go. That's a great sound there. That is Savannah Churchill along with the Striders from January 1951 on the Regal record label. When You Come Back to Me is the name of the tune. The flip is really good, too, by the way. If you like the early sides, this is the show for you. Okay, because we're going to continue with the sides here. I got one record out of 1952, and this is a request. for a listener, David Vilma, as we go to Washington, D.C. for this group. And this is a big, this group a favorite here on the Vinyl Treasure Show. All their records are great. Okay, I'm talking about the Heartbreakers. This was their third of four for the RCA record label. Actually, both sides of this are great. And I think, David, you may have requested both sides. And interesting, you requested an early side. This came out in April of 1952. These are the Heartbreakers with Robert Evans on lead. And it's called, it's a question, Why Don't I? And that is for David Vilma in our YouTube chat room. Here you go, David, for you, the great Heartbreakers.
Why don't I just forget you? Why don't I admit we are through? Why keep on crying now that we're apart? Sighing or crying never helped.
Okay, there you go. What a great sound there. The great sound of the Heartbreakers on the RCA record label. Their third of four by request for David Vilma in our YouTube chat room there, April 1952. Why don't I is the question there. What a cool record that is. David Vilma, you go from 1952 to 1976, I think, on my soul show. That's a lot of records. You'll have a collection like Johnny G if you do that. Let us continue here. If you are new to this program, please consider subscribing to my Vinyl Treasure Show. It keeps the copyright police away. They kind of stayed away when Bill was here, and they're usually away from this program too, because they don't really know these records, you know, but the 60s stuff and the early 70s, They're really buzzing around those records. But again, if you do have a request for a future Vinyl Treasure show, you can email me at vinyltreasures@aol.com. I did receive some nice emails today with requests for tomorrow's show, so stay tuned for those of you that did that. Let us continue here now. Let's fill a request now for listener Mike Sape Okay, he wants to send this song out to UK listener Indrajit Advani, and he also wants to send it out to Karen Efron in our YouTube chat room. Okay, this group recorded for Joe Davis's JD record label. Okay, let's see. In 1953, it says, the lead singer of this group was also singing lead with another group that recorded for King, the Checkers. His name was Perry Hayward, okay, and was the lead on Ghost of My Baby, which came out in April of 1953. The 45 I'm featuring from November of 1953 was first done by the Sparrows, okay? So Mike Sape requested the B-side. It features second tenor David Martin. Just reading what I got here, folks. It's their first of two on the JD record label. Maybe that goes with the flip side, Charlene, I think. But anyway, from November of 1953, here are the Sparrows. The Sparrows by request for Mike Sape, going out to Indrajit Advani and Karen Efron. It's another question. I'm asking questions too. Why Did You Leave Me is the name of the tune. This is on the JD label. Here you go, Mike.
I said, oh, why did you leave me?
Why did you leave me?
Why did you leave me?
Yes, why did you leave me?
Yeah, why did you leave me?
Why did you leave me?
Well, why did you leave me?
Well, why did you leave me?
Why did you leave me?
Why did you leave me? Why did you have to go?
Well, I woke up this morning, found a note pinned on the door.
That is surprisingly that JD. You know, sometimes the JD 45s don't play so nice. That one plays really nice, I have to say. That from November 1953, those are the Sparrows. That's their first of two on Joe Davis's JD record label, Why Did You Leave Me is the name of the tune. That's the pink JD label for you collectors out there. And that was requested by listener Mike Sape, sending it out to Karen Efron in our YouTube chat room, and also to a UK listener, Indrajit Advani. And that is a cool tune there. I play all originals here, folks. If you are new to the program, Johnny G was a closeted collector for many, many years. It's because I was working, when you work in accounting, especially, and you're on a salary, the executives dump all this work on you. As you move up the ladder, which I did, then you got to manage all these people and you got to get all this stuff done. They don't care. They just want the work done. So I never had time really to get out there to go to a lot of the record shows and whatnot. It was much later that I was able to do that. And then I started to contact some people in auctions and whatnot, but I missed all the shows like UGHA. That's the one thing, if I had to do over, I would have told my managers, like, sayonara, I'm going to this thing. But I never did do that. You know, I always would get home late. My dinner would be on the stove. I'd be eating about 10 or 11 o'clock. It was crazy to do that. I mean, I'm not going to say that I wasn't rewarded for it at bonus time, but corporations expect a lot of work. Now, I don't know what they're doing with all this AI stuff. But anyway, I digress. But we play originals here. This isn't the only thing that's AI on this show is my opening theme song that David Browder has created. He also created some cool songs about me, but they're too long to play. They're like 2 minutes and 35 seconds, but they're cool tunes that he has created by some artificial person. But anyway, let us continue here. I didn't have this on a 45. Maybe I bought this a couple years ago, but I've never seen the 45. I had it on a 78, a Brunswick 78. But this is a request for listener Karen Efron in our YouTube chat room, as this group hails from Brooklyn, New York. They first recorded back in 1952 for Royal Roost as the Calvin Brothers with a K. Okay, then in 1953, they ended up on Brunswick, and they became the Five Bills. Now, the group included brothers David Lee Williams, tenor, Samuel Roger Williams, baritone, Calvin Quincy Williams, tenor, and Theodore Williams, tenor, a.k.a. Teddy Van, and a cousin called Wally. And I don't know if that's the other Teddy Van. I'm not sure. But this is their first of two they did for the Brunswick record label from February of 1953, going out to Karen Efron in our YouTube chat room. Let's give a listen to the Five Bills. Is that like five $100 bills? I wish this record cost that much. Okay, Five Bills on the Brunswick label. It's called Can't Wait for Tomorrow. Here, this is going out to listener Karen Efron in our YouTube chat room. Here you go, Karen, for you.
Can't wait for tomorrow. Can't wait for the day I'll hold you, my darling, so near you I'll stay. Though parting such sorrow, there's no need to cry. Just think of tomorrow instead of goodbye.
Can't wait for tomorrow. Darling,